Mr. Secretary General, thank you for your warm welcome. Your Excellencies, the Ambassadors, ladies and gentlemen, it is with great pleasure and a profound sense of history that I come here as the first Japanese Prime Minister to attend the North Atlantic Council. Being also the first Japanese head of government born after the Second World War. At the outset, allow me to state something that is self-evident. Japan is ready to carry out what is required of it on the international level. And in so doing, Japan must identify the best possible synergies with like-minded partners around the globe. Excellencies, my congratulations are due for the success of the summit in Riga. I welcome the commitment of NATO leaders to enhance links with non-NATO democracies such as Japan. Japan and NATO are partners. We have in common such fundamental values as freedom, democracy, human rights, and the rule of law. It is only natural that we cooperate in protecting and promoting those values. My government is committed to reinforcing the stability and prosperity of the world, based on the fundamental values I have just mentioned. For its part, NATO is widening the circle of freedom through an expansion of membership and partnerships. Japan and NATO share a common sense of responsibility towards global challenges. We now need to work together more than ever in sharing our capabilities. As we work to consolidate peace in the face of conflict,